Today's Shir is Masechta Gittin Daf Chav Zayin. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph at the Mishnah on the top of the Amud. Teaches us the Mishnah, may we get, if somebody brought a get, Vavad Himenu, and he loses that get, teaches us the Mishnah, and Matzah Al-Alter, if he finds the get immediately after he lost it, kosher, it may be used as a get. But if he did not find it immediately, then the halacha is pasul, it may not be used to divorce his wife. Matzah b'chafisa, if he found it in a keli, in a box, or b'taluskama, in a bag, in makiroi, if he's able to recognize it kosher, then he could use it for a get. Rashi explains that when the Mishnah says matzah b'chafisa, it means that the person who brings the get has a siman that this bag, this box, is his. Says the Beis Aaron, from here we see that just the fact that the get is found in the box or bag which belongs to him would be insufficient. It has to be a bag or box that belongs to him, and he could determine that it's definitely his bag or box with a siman in the backs. However, what the Mishnah is teaching us, he explains, is that a siman, as we're going to be discussing in our Shir Mitzvashem, is satisfactory to give back the get, and the siman, he says, doesn't have to be in the get itself. Even if the siman is in the bag or box in the container in which the get is found, it's going to be considered enough of a siman to give back the get. Rimini asked the Gemara, Rimini Matzigat in Nashim Shechru Vodim. The Brisa teaches us that if somebody found Gittin or the Shtar for freeing a slave, Daideki, that's the document that a Shchimera has written that gives over, as we learned earlier in Amasachta, Divrei Shchimera Kiksuvim Kimsurim Dami, what he wanted to give over, Matonis, the Maton of a healthy person, Shoivrim, a receipt that a loan was paid up, Hareza Layachser, the halacha is if somebody found one of these documents, for example, we'll start with the first document, the get. If somebody finds a get, he shouldn't give it not to the husband, not to the wife. And the same thing will be by all the other halachas. Ashtar Shikra, don't give it to the owner, don't give it to the eved, etc. Because Shani Oimer, I have to be concerned, says the Braisik Suvim, the person had these documents written. He wanted to divorce his wife. He wanted to free his slave. He wanted to give a gift. He changed his mind. So that's why we don't give it back. However, after the husband had found the had after the get was found, the husband said to Nu, give the get to my wife. Neislin, we will give the get. If the husband agrees that this is a get that he committed to writing, we will give the get. And this price seems to teach us, Vafilu Lizma Meruba. Even if it was found a long time after the get was lost, we still, if both parties are agreeable, we give back the get. How do we reconcile this with what our Mishnah said, Motsoi La'alta, that only we return it only right away? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rava Loikasha, Kama Makum Shiar Betsuyas. Our Mishnah refers to a situation where there are many people traveling all the time. And since there are many people traveling all the time, maybe we have to be concerned that maybe there's another person with the same name. The Kan, the Makum Shiar Shiar Betsuyas, the Brisa refers to a case where that is not a consideration. There aren't so many people traveling here. If there aren't so many people traveling here, we don't need to be concerned that somebody with identical names, etc., found the get. Continues the Gemara. For filu b'makom sheyaris metzuyos, even in a place where there are many people traveling all the time, and because there are many people traveling there all the time, we just said there is this concern. For who? That there are two people with the same name. But if there aren't two people with the same name, then we don't have to be concerned. So the way I saw the Mefarshim explain the Gemara is that when we have two reasons to be concerned, one is that there's two people with same name, and there's a and there are people and there's constantly people traveling here. So even if it wasn't written by the other person in that city, but maybe it was written by somebody else in another city who has identical name, then we have to be concerned. And the way I saw the Chacham Tzvi explains our Gemara, the Chacham Tzvi explains that when we speak about lost items, the Mitzvah Shem going to learn Masechet Bava Metzia and discuss this concept quite extensively, when we speak about simonim, there are different levels of simonim. And based on the status of the simon, that's where the halacha tells us what we can or can't do. So he says that when you only have, when you have these two factors to take into consideration, one is that the person is, there's another person with that name, and it's also shiars mitzuyas. So since you have two factors that point that we should be concerned, then it lowers the status of the simon. And once the status of the simon is lowered, that's when the halacha tells us that we can't just, that's when the halacha tells us we can't just return the get. Dilei Teima Hachi, says the Gemara, if we won't be able to explain the halacha this way, says the Gemara, Kasha Drabba Drabba, will have a contradiction in Rabba's opinion himself. For explains the Gemara, there was a get that was found in the Bezdin of Huna. Bezdin had put it was brought to Bezdin to be certified. Bezdin certified the signatures, and the person who had brought the get now came to Bezdin to please give him back his get. And on the get it was written that it was written b'shvirei masa dal racham nas nahara, that the get was written in the city called Shviri, which is near the river Rechas. And there was nobody else with the same name. And there was every reason, therefore, to return the get to the person who said he lost it. Rav Huna, Rav Huna still said, Choshen l'shnei Shviri. We have to be concerned that there maybe is another city with that name. And the get was written in that city by another person with the same name. As Tosis points out, why were they not concerned that there might be another person in this city with that name? Says Tosis that our Gemara is referring to a situation where they knew the people in the first Shviri, that there was nobody else in that city that had that name. But the concern was about another city that maybe had the same name as this city and had a person in that city with the same name as this person. Vamalei Rav Chisdal Rabba. So Rav Chisdal told Rabba, Puk Vayimba, go review this halacha, go look into this halacha. The Urtel Bayim Lucham Rav Huna. In the evening, Rav Huna is going to ask you, what exactly is the halacha here? Nafak, so he went out dok, Fishkach, and he found the Mishnah, the Tanan, Kom Masa Bezdin, anything that was certified in Bezdin, the halacha is Hareza Yachser. And as Rashi explains, we have two parties in every shtar hava. The shtar that we're speaking about here is a shtar hava, and we have two parties in the shtar hava, the malva and the loiva. He says there's no reason for a loiva to go have this loan document certified. The only person who has an interest in having the loan document certified is the malva. So therefore, we could be lenient and give him back. Taisus Masechet Bava Metzia asks that Rav Huna just said we're concerned that there might be two cities with the same name and the same people and people with the same name. So Taisus asks Masechet Bava Metzia, if that's the case, how could anybody ever divorce his wife? If we have this concern that there are two people with the same name, how could we ever get divorced? So Taisus answers that when there's no reisa, when there's nothing that causes us to have concern, When somebody walks into Beis Din, in the Beis Din of his city, and there's no reason to be concerned, the halacha doesn't create concerns. Here, what happened was that the get is found. When it's found, lost, so there's a reisa. There's something that raises a question. And therefore, that's when the halacha begins with these considerations. Says Rav Huna said that he found the brayse that says Kol Ma'aser Beis Din Yachzer, says the Gemara. Let's understand this raya. For Bei Din de Rav Huna, the Beis Din Rav Huna, the Kamakum Shishiyaros Mitzuyas Dami, is a place where there's obviously much traffic. The Kaposik, and still Rava Paskin based on the Mishnah, the Yachzer, that the Shtar should give him back. Alma, Yehichzuk Shneyos B'Shem Berachas In, only if we know that there are two people with the same name, is there room for consideration? V'loy, but we don't know that to be the fact. Loy, we're not concerned. We give back the shtar, even though it's shiaris mitzuyas. In fact, says the Gemara, Ovad Rabba Uvda, Rava Paskin Talokh Lamaisa, Mehu Gita, the Shkachet Be'i Kitna, there was a get that was found in the place where they processed cotton. But Pumadisa, Kishmatse, like he just paskined, that we don't have to be concerned that the shtar fell from somebody else that has the same name. Only when we have the two conditions that raise a question, that there's much traffic and there's another person with the same name. And since in that place where the cotton was processed, we don't have these two concerns, he said, to return the shtar. Ikka de Amri, however, the Gemara quotes a different version as to what actually happened. B'duch tehech de Torah Kitna, says the Gemara, in a place where they process cotton, afgav de Huchsuku, even though there are two people with the same name, d'lo shchicha shiarta, but it's not common for people to travel there, so therefore, we don't need to be concerned. V'ikka de Amri, and others say that this shtar was found, but the mezabni kitna, in the place where cotton is sold. So since it's a place that cotton is sold, it's a marketplace, it's a popular place. However, v'hu shalai hochsuku, there are no two people with the same name, and therefore again we can be lenient, even though the shchich and shiaros, there are a lot of people that are there. Says the Gemara. Rav Zeira, and now the Gemara again is going to prove that our Mishnah that says that the get had to be found immediately, and the Gemara Mitzvah is going to define what is the definition of immediately. But that only if the get was found immediately can we return it, says the Gemara. Rav Zeira Rami Masnisa Abraisa. Rav Zeira asked the question between the Mishnah and the Braisa of Mishani, and he gave a teretz. Tanan Amish that we just learned says, Hamevi get, if somebody brings a get, Vavani Meni and he loses it, in Matzal Alter, if he finds the get immediately, kosher. Vimlav, but if he doesn't find it immediately, puzzle, we can't give this get to the wife, because we have to be concerned, as we've been learning, maybe that somebody else with identical names, a couple with identical names. Vimini asked the Gemara, we learned the Braisa, Matzah get ish b'shuk, if somebody finds a get in the street, b'zman shabal moida, in the taste that the husband agrees that he divorced his wife, yachzal ish, the get can be given to the wife. But if ein abal moida, if the husband doesn't agree that the get was given to the wife, that he wants to divorce with the get, lo yachzer. Lo lezeh, we don't give the get back to the husband, because maybe she will be able to bring Adam Sira, that the get was given, but the husband needs those Adam, because there's a no concern that if he gives the get to the wife, even if he's saying we're divorced, the wife may say that you never paid off the ksuba, and therefore v'loy lezeh, and not to the wife, because of course we can't give the wife a get when wife to get, unless we could be confident that she truly is divorced. Otherwise, we could have a situation of an Eishas Ish, Chas V'Sholem, going and marrying somebody when she's still an Eishes Ish. So Tosfos the Rei Maskel Ein asks a question. We're going to learn later in the Masechet on Daf Samach Dalet Amud Beis that a woman who says to her husband, Gerishtani, that you divorced me in a menace. And the Gemara says, because Ein Isha Me'iza B'Paneh B'Fnei Bala, a woman would not have the temerity to say something like that if it weren't true. So why over here are we concerned that what the woman is saying that she was given the get is not true? We just learned that women don't have the chutzpah to say something like that. So Tosfos answers, there's a fundamental difference between our Gemara and that Gemara. Over there, the woman just walks in and says that I am divorced. Says the Gemara, a woman does not have the temerity to say so unless she is truly divorced. In our Gemara, she feels much more confident in her statement. The reason she feels much more confident in her statement is because she has a get, even though she's not actually holding on to the get. But there is a get backing up her claim. And since she has that, she may say something which is not true. However, says the Gemara, Bezman she bal moida, in a case where there's no dispute, where both of them say that the get was given and she deserves the get, Yachsalisha, we give the get to the wife back, Bafilu, and the Gemara is teaching us that the halacha is even Lizman Meruba, even if it's a long time after the date of the get. But our Mishnah said that we could only return the get la'alter, immediately. Or Mishani, for that the Gemara says, Kama makam shishyaros mitzuyos, if there's a lot of travel, we have to be concerned that this get doesn't belong to this couple. Kan, b'makam she'en shiyaros mitzuyos, in a place where there isn't travel, we could be lenient. Says the Gemara, Ikad Amri, a different way of explaining. That even that when Rav Zera said that the shiars mitzuyus, we don't give back the get, l'zman meruba, for who shes huchsugu, that there are two people with the same name, who the loyla heder, then we have to be machmer. V'hayna the rabba, and that's what rabba taught us earlier in the shir, that only when you have these two conditions, where you have shiars mitzuyus, and you have another person with the same name, that's when we can't give back the get. In the absence of both of those conditions, we can give back the get. Viv Kedamri, Afagav Deloy Huchsuko, even if we don't know that they're two people with the same name, Loy Lahader, we shouldn't give back the get if it's not La'altar, or Pligi the Rabba, and this is in disagreement with Rabba, because as we just said, Rabba is going to require two conditions, and he doesn't require two conditions. According to him, one condition is as long as the shiars mitzuyas, then the halacha is we have to be, as long as the shiars mitzuyas, we have to be machmer. Bishlam the Rabba, says the Gemara, Rabba that asked the stira, Leyam Makreb Zera, didn't ask the question. Earlier in the shir, we learned a stira between the Mishnayis, and Rabba preferred to ask the question as a stira between Mishnayis, rather as a question from a brisa on the Mishnah. Bishlam the Rabba la'emek Reb Zera. Rabba did not pose the question like Reb Zera posed the question. The Masnison alimalei lekshuye. He'd rather ask a question from a Mishnah. A Mishnah is always considered more authoritative than a brisa. So therefore, alimalei lekshuye, he prefers to ask a question from a Mishnah than from a brisa. El Rav Zera asked the Gemara, my Tamala Makarabba, why did he not ask the question as a steer from Brises, from the Mishnayis, rather asked from a Brisa Amalach? So Rav Zera answers, from the Mishnah that says, Matzagite Noshim, we can't ask what our Mishnah. Miktani Imamatanu Noisna Afilos Mamaruba, that our Mishnah teach us that if you give it, even as he said to Nu, give it an hour, give it even if it was lost a long time. Dilmam Amatanu Naisnan, even if he said to Nu, give it, Kidakaimalan, La'altar. But if there would be a long time, we would not give it back because maybe somebody else dropped it. But the Braisa says that even that the husband, if when the husband agrees that it should be given back to the wife, it's certainly talking about Azman Maruba. Because if the Braisa was speaking that it happened immediately, and the husband agrees that it should be given to the wife, of course everybody would agree that we should give it back to the wife. And that's why it's better. That's why the question was asked from the Braisa, and we answered there's a difference between Shiyas Metzuyas and not Shiyas Metzuyas. Says the Gemara that, as we've learned, there's a steer between the Mishnayas, there's a steer between the Mishnah and the Braisa, how to deal with this situation. So Rabbi Yirmiyah offers a different tarot. So Rabbi Yirmiyah, ki going to Amri, Eidim Olam L'chasamnu, Ela Get Echad Shiyas Metzuyas. We only signed on one get with this name. We have the Edom available, and they said this. So therefore, since the Edom are testifying that they never signed a get without another get with this name, so then even though it's a Zman Meruba, it's a while since the get has been found, we don't have to be concerned that there's maybe another get with the same name, etc., because the Edom say we never signed it. Yehachi says the Gemara, if we have the Edom testifying this way, so of course there's no reason not to give back the get to the woman. Maila Membra, what is the Braisa or the Mishnah coming to teach us that isn't obvious? Answers the Gemara, Maila Temu, Lechishtama Srami Shma Kishma Ve'edom Ke'edom, that just like we're concerned that maybe the two Gittin that were written for two couples with identical names, maybe the two Gittin were also written with Edom with the same names. If we're starting to be concerned, maybe we should be that concerned as well. Kamash Malan, that's what we're learning. That's what this Mishnah and Braisa teach us. We need not to be concerned. Ravashi Amar, Ravashi gives a different teretz. Kigoyin the Amar, the Mishnah and the Braisa that we're lenient is talking about a case where the Shliach who brought the get is able to say, Nekev Yeshbo Vitzad Oysim Ploinis, that he's able to say that there's a hole in a certain spot on the get. And as we learned earlier in our shir, there are different grades of simonim, and being able to say that type of a simon is a simon muvik. A simon muvik is a very high level simon, and therefore we could be lenient. So the Tzlach asks, why does it have to be the shliach who gives the simon? And what happens if it's the woman who gives the simon? Isn't the halacha that a simon anybody who offers a simon muvik is accepted? So the Tzlach answers that if the wife herself were offering the simon, the halacha would be that you don't have to have a simon muvik. Because since the document does say that they are divorced, she doesn't have to have a simon muvik. The shliach is the one that says that there's a simon muvik. The tzois says that even though Al Gemara says, the Gerson Al Gemara is that the shliach is the one that gave the simon muvik, Tosfos, however, and the Rambam say it was Edom that gave the simon muvik. And the tzois explains because a shliach is not believed, we can't trust the shliach. Edom, we have no reason to be concerned, and if Edom offers simon muvik, we are going to be lenient. But however, most achronim disagree, and most achronim disagree, and they say even if the shliach is the one that offers the simon muvik, it's going to be fine. And when we speak about simon muvik, I saw that the achronim discuss, there was a story, there was an aguna that her husband disappeared, and they came and said that they found a body that had some sort of a mark on it, and there was a mark on the body next to the eye. And the question is, if by identifying that there was a mark on the body, and not only by saying there was a mark on the body, they were able to identify where on the body, would that be considered a valid simon? So the question is that our Gemara just said that when you could say there's a hole in the get in a certain spot, the Gemara just called that a simen muvik. Will the halacha be that a simen on the body, which is so identified by spot on the body, is that considered a simen muvik? Says the Gemara, as we just discussed, the dafka mitzad ois ployness. When is saying that there's a hole in the document of a strong simen, but sad ois pliny, when we could identify that the hole is next to a certain letter on the get, davle simen muvik. That is the definition of a simen muvik. Avol nekev ba'almoy, if he just says there's a hole on the document, without being able to identify where on the document there is a simen, loy, that we don't rely on. The msapkale, because what is the basis for this? Because Rav Ashi is not sure halachically how to treat simonim, either rice or either rabbanon. And therefore, since he's not sure how to treat simonim, that's why only when there's a simon muvik is he lenient. Otherwise, he's not. So, in other words, the way the Rishonim explained the Gemara, if simonim are only fine with rabbanon, we can't just return a get, which again, as we keep on repeating, affects an Eishes Ish without a good simon. So Noida Behuda asks that what, even if we'll say that simonim are only valid midrabanan, the concern that we're having in our Gemara is also only concerned rabanan. What's the concern in our Gemara? The concern in our Gemara is that there may be two couples with the same name. But isn't that only a chashd rabbanon? So even if we'll say that simonim are the rabbanon, still a simon should be acceptable. Says the Gemara, says the Noid Behuda, that our question is based on a misunderstanding. He says the chashd that there are two couples with the same name is not a chashd rabbanon. The chashd is chashd deraisa, and that's why simonim can only be effective if simonim are effective midaraisa. The Pnei Yeshua has a different way of answering this question. That is, he says that, yes, the concern that there are two couples with the same name is only chashash rabbanim. But what does that chashash affect? That chashash affects a shail of a deraisa, a shail of an Eishes Ish. When the chashash affects a deraisa, even though the chashash itself is only as simon the rabbanon, the halach, even though the chashash is only chashash the rabbanon, but since we're dealing with the deraisa diga simon, since we're giving a deraisa diga issue, it's considered like a deraisa. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Babachana, Irchas Lagita Be Medrosha. Rabbi Babachana lost a get. He was a shliach to bring a get, and he lost the get in the Beis Medrash. Amay Isaman is the gavei. So he said, if you want a simon to give me back the get, I have a simon. Itfis ayin, if you want to give it back to me because I recognize that this is the get that I carried, isli begavei. I have tfis ayin. Ahadru nele, so they gave him back the get. Amar, but Rabbi Babachana then said, lo yadano, I don't know, imishim simon adruanu, was the get given back to me because I offered a simon? Viskasavri, and the of the opinion of simonim deraisa, imishim tfis ayna, or was because I recognize this get, and if that's the case, this halacha that we could rely on tfiyas ayin was only said to tzuvar abonon, avot nish ba'alma, someone else that's not a talmud chacham, loy, we cannot rely on tfiyas ayin. The Rishonim point out that tfiyas ayin is something that everybody has. Everybody's able to recognize what belongs to them. The reason they explain that if somebody's not a Talmud Chacham, we don't rely on Tfiyas Ayin is because we're concerned that the finder is somebody saying something that's not true, and therefore, unless he's a Talmud Chacham, we can't give back the get. The Rashba explains that we always have to be concerned that the person saying that he has Tfiyas Ayin and that he has Tfiyas Ayin on the get, even though he doesn't have it. Why? Why should a person be saying something that's not true? So the Rashbah says that a person, that the Shliach that we're speaking about was paid to deliver the get. And if he won't successfully deliver the get, he won't get paid. So if the person is a person who is not a Talmud Chacham, he's anxious to get paid, and we're concerned that he's going to say that he has Tfiyas Ayin in the get when he really doesn't. Or, so ask the Rashbah, so what would be the halacha if this was a shliach who's not getting paid? So then he doesn't. Then we don't have to be concerned that he's saying something not true because he wants to get paid. He's not getting paid anyway. Says the Rashbah, we still have to be concerned that if he's not a Talmud Chacham, he's saying something which is not true, because the embarrassment of being asked to bring the get and not having been able to fulfill his shlichus is enough of a reason to be concerned that he's saying something not true. So says the Beis Shmuel, the Rashba's reasoning all speak to a shliach. But let's say the person who's bringing the get is not a shliach. So he has no personal issue with what happened here. And therefore, in those situations, even if the person who says he has Tvias Ayin in the get is not a Talmud Chacham, will be believed because he has no reason to lie. The Rashbah says that if the shliach himself is the one that finds the lost get, then a person can rely on Tfiyas Ayin, even though he's not a Tzuvim Rabbanan. Because in such case, the Beis Din has no reason to doubt him, because he's the one that lost the get, and he's the one that's telling us that I lost it, and I found it, and I have Tfiyas Ayin. If he was a not scrupulous individual, he didn't have to tell Beis Din this whole story. He could have just brought the get and give it. The fact that he's telling us the story makes it believable. The Magen Mishnah points out that this halacha that our Gemara speaks about Tfiyas Ayin, and that we only believe a Tzuvim Rabbanon with Tfiyas Ayin, says the Rambam, is not mentioned by the Rambam. Says the Magen Mishnah, the reason the Rambam didn't bring down this halacha is because the Rambam holds that there's no one who is enough of a Tzuvim Rabbanon to have that status that we should believe him just based on Tfiyas Ayin. Rav Shimon Shkop makes a very interesting point. The halacha is that we know that when someone loses something, we return something just based on Simonim. We just learned in our Gemara the concept of Tfiyas Ayin. So the Rav Shimon Shkop says, why by Aveda are we lenient and we return something just based on Simonim and we don't rely on that everywhere else? So Rav Shimon Shkop says an Aveda and a dispute are two different situations. Where somebody lost something and now the question is, should we or should we not return it to that person? So there, the halacha is that since there's no two sides, there are no two parties to Din Torah, that's why we could rely on Simonim. And therefore, even though the Gemara earlier said in our shiur today that Simonim may not be the Raisa, we could rely on Simonim because there's no two sides to this discussion. But here, Aveda, there's only one side. There's the person who lost and said, please return it. That's why we could be more lenient. But ask the Shari Yosher, Rav Shimon asks that the same question, but here in our Gemara, we were speaking about a get. So as we're learning from the beginning of Masechta, Ein Dover Sheba'erva Pachs Mishnayim, when it comes to Dover Sheba'erva, the halacha is very strict. So since when it comes to Dover Sheba'erva, we need two edim, so how can we rely on a simon? Or how can we rely on a simon or on Tfiyas Ayin? So B'chanan answers that the Gemara teaches us that a father, we know, as long as a girl is a ketana, a father has a right to marry off. Then the Gemara discusses, the halacha is, the Ran discusses, if a man walks in and says, I was Mekadosh my daughter, but I don't remember who was the man to whom I was Mekadosh her. And a man walks in and says that I was that man, he's belief. What about the issue, Ein Davar Shebe'Erev Pachas Mishnayim? Because here, and the Ran puts, introduces a new concept. There's a concept of Eidus, and there's a concept of Birur or Gili Milsa. Says the Ran, there's a very big difference between Eidus and Gili Milsa. Gili Milsa is something that we don't need to aid him. Testimony requires to aid him, and that's why over here we need to aid him, even though we don't need to aid him in other situations. Furthermore, the Achronim point out, as we're learning in our Gemara, we're relying on Tfiyas Ayin of a Talmud Chacham. And there's a fundamental discussion, why do we differentiate between a Talmud Chacham and Amma Oretz? Is it because we're concerned that a Talmud Chacham says the truth and Amma Oretz is not always careful to say the truth? Or is it that a Talmud Chacham has a Tfiyas Ayin and Amma Oretz doesn't have a Tfiyas Ayin? And the explanation will be, because the Talmud Chacham is used to studying and is used to analyzing things very carefully, and therefore he is trusted with a Tfiyas Ayin. The Amma Oretz, who doesn't live his life that way, is not a person who has that habit necessarily, and that's why we can't be lenient. We learned in the Mishnah, as we've been discussing, that if the get was lost and it was found, if it was found la'alter, it was found immediately, we give it back. If not, possible. So ask the Gemara, Tan Rabbana Ezer Shloi la'alter, what is considered not immediately? Reb Nosson Amar, Shishar, that the get was lost for an amount of time, Kedei Shiava Shiara V'Tishra, for a group of people to come by here, and therefore, once it was lost for that amount of time, we have to be concerned that somebody from that group left it here. The Rishonim debate, what does it mean, Kedei Shitava Shiara V'Tishra? Rashi says that as long as there was enough time for this group of people who came from somewhere else to come here, it's enough. Tosfos says it's not just that they came here, they also have spent time eating a meal here, that it took that, they were here that long, then we have to be concerned. Rav Shimon ben Elazar, today, he adam oimed v'roi shloi avisham adam, that if somebody was there the entire time, seeing that nobody else would pass by, then we could be lenient. So the way Rashi explains, that what Rav Shimon ben Elazar is coming to teach us, is that not that there's a shear. The issue is, When do we need to be concerned, and when do we not need to be concerned? And the Gemara is teaching us that if there's somebody who was watching the get and saw that nobody picked it up, nothing like that might have happened, then we could be lenient. That as from when the shlich was there was no one else there. Rabbi Eimer, today licht of us a get, the amount of time to write another get. If there's so much time passed that you could write another get, then we can no longer be lenient. Rabbi Yitzchak Eimer, the shear is kedei lekroisoi, that the amount of time you could take to read what it says in the get. Achem Eimer, kedei lekroisoi, vilekroisoi, to read and write. Vafil shah, v'yesh by simonim, says the Braisa, that if it wasn't la'alter, but there are simonim, edim alav. What does that mean? The Amri, if they're able to say, nek of yesh by b'tzad ois plainus, there's a hole on the get, they may eat them al simona haguf. We can't, but simona haguf of the get will not be acceptable. What does that mean? Saying the Amri, that they're saying that the document, Oruch, is a longer document for goods, or it's a shorter document, is not a good simon. Matzah koshbikis, if it was found tied together in a container, ba'arniki, in a wallet, or b'tabas, or with a ring, and he recognizes them, oshnamtsa ben kalev, who was found between my other kalim, that afilu l'zman merube, even if it was a while, kosher. Itma. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel halacha, that what is the zman of l'altar? Kadesh shlo yasha adam sham, that there was nobody else there. Rabbi Babachan Amar Rabbi Yitzchak ben Shmuel halacha shlo ava adam sham, that nobody passed by. Leim amar. So ask the Gemara. So if that's the way to paskening, based on the different opinions of the Tanoim that we learned in the Brisa, so Leim Amar, so Rabbi Yehuda should have said that Loch Kamar, that Loch is like the Yesh Oimrim. Amar, and Rabbi Babachana should say that the Loch is Kamalik of Shimon Melazar. Answers, the Gemara, Shem da Apchilei, it wasn't clear whose opinion is whose in the Brisa. So by saying your opinion, connecting it to a specific name, could lead to confusion. What did they say? So that's the way they spoke out exactly what they held. We learned in the Mishnah Matzah b'chafisa b'daluskama, it was found in these different containers, it's kosher. My chafisa asked them, what is the definition of chamisa? Om Rabba b'chana, chemis ktana, a small flask. My daluskama, what is the definition of daluskama? Talika desabi, the types of containers that elderly people used to carry their belongings in.